Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, Sonny, you're going to have to wait a little bit because this is a little complex, and it is also something that is, holy crap, it is succession in with the Houston Texans. Kerry McNair, Tony Busby is representing him, and Tony Busby sent a letter to the NFL. He wants this thing to go to court. He feels like the NFL, that Kerry McNair, the brother of Cal McNair, is losing $60 million a year in revenues because the NFL has sided with Cal McNair. And Kerry McNair has brought up and has been silenced, according to Tony Busby. Silenced by the NFL because he was asking questions. How did this happen with Deshaun Watson? The Texans were providing him rooms and didn't know about it, and their handling of it was bungled, and it was because of the leadership of Cal McNair. He also asked about Javier Loya. Now, Javier Loya has since been absolved of his charges. He had six counts of alleged sexual abuse, but the Texans claimed that he didn't have any ownership, according to Tony Busby, when in fact he did. He still is an owner, a minority owner with the team. And this quote, holy crap. It is widely known fact in Houston that Cal McNair is unqualified to be an owner's representative. The NFL knows it as well. Indeed, despite what he has had placed on certain websites, Cal McNair is not even a college graduate. Yet Cal McNair, interestingly, now claims to have obtained an MBA from the prestigious Rice University, although the Rice Administration Office has stated quite clearly that an individual lacking an undergraduate degree is ineligible to receive a Rice MBA. Perhaps an exception was made for Cal McNair due to a well-timed charitable donation by his parents. We will figure that out in due course.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to have a college degree to be an owner of an NFL team.
No.
You don't have to have a college degree to be a lot of things. So it doesn't. No. That's just Tony trying to embarrass him.
Right.
Is what
right.
He's doing. Now, Dell and I did some research, and he does, in fact, have an MBA from Rice. Rice lists it on their website. However, it doesn't take much to search and find out, okay, he did walk on and play 4 years of football or was with the team for 4 years but did not graduate from University of Texas. So that's true. Is there a chance that he was able to get an MBA because of who he is and some money?
Well, Bob made a huge donation.
More than likely, that's what happened.
No. Yeah, right. Yeah, right,
I mean,
right. That's,
you know, with money comes that kind of, you want to talk about privilege. That's when you have that kind of money, you can buy your way into stuff. I mean, that's just the way, that's how, I don't know if you guys know this or not. People with money can buy their ways into a lot of things.
No, that's not true.
That's extremely true.
It's just not true.
That's 100% true.
So
signed everyone going to college because they had money getting scholarships, and then people had to go to jail for it.
So
those weren't poor people getting tennis scholarships.
This is going to be interesting to see whether or not Kerry, because listen, the NFL has an arbitration a committee, and they're like, we ain't doing that, okay? Because courts have already ruled that your arbitration committee, Brian Flores and John Gruden, they both struck down the NFL efforts to compel arbitration. We ain't doing that. So he wants to take it to court. Kerry may have a, he may have a case. We'll see. But it is,
I don't think so. Based on what I know, he's not. It's just an it's a hassle.
Yep.
I mean, anytime you have Tony Busby out there going up against you, you're going to have some, you know, he's going to make sure he spreads whatever the word is. He's going to get it out there. It's a hassle for you. If
well,
you're,
he
if
made
you're
it. He held. He made the whole Janice McNair thing public, you know, and you know, and Kerry, you know, attacking her ability to run the team and everything else. And now he's making this.
So what's going to happen though is both sides now, if he gets far, there's going to be depositions and there's going to be, you know, Kerry McNair is going to be under the microscope too. So while Cal is, while Tony can put Cal under it. What's going to happen is Kerry McNair is going to be under a microscope.
You know, I was there for 5 years. I saw Cal every day. Cal just, you know, with Bob.
And feels he, unnecessary. But.
Well, I mean, he didn't. I mean, honestly, I honestly didn't hear Cal McNair say three words in 5 years.
He was just the, he was just the son to Bob McNair.
That's all. Yeah, he just, that's it. Yeah. He was junior. Anyway. He, I still wouldn't know what Kerry McNair looks like.
I do because there's a picture of him. I don't know if it was on Pro Football Talk when they were talking about this. So I know what he looks like. He looks like Cal without hair.
Oh, he's got Cal with no hair?
He's got a cul-de-sac. He looks like Cal.
You think
hair.
He looks like Cal?
I mean, I don't know.
I think he looks more like Bob McNair with a beard.
We've always seen Cal with hair. So if I imagine if Cal had no hair, he'd probably look like that.
Now, how did Cal get that hair?
He's only 1 year
younger. Bob's got no hair. Right? Bob had no hair. He was bald.
Well, I mean, there is a mother
Carrie's
and
father. Bald.
Genetics runs different. Like, on my dad's side, baldies, but my dad wasn't, like my dad didn't, out of everyone. And then on my mom's side, nobody.
All right. I'm not going to say, I'm just saying.
Are you about to be try to be mean unnecessarily?
Probably. Oh, shocking, right?
Yeah, I know. He's not even having a Coors Light right now. He's about to fire his mean side out.
I ain't firing no mean side. I'm just saying. So, that's all I'm saying. How's he got hair? And nobody else in the family's got hair.
Because it's genetics. There's also a mom side, a dad side. What are you talking about? Well, we got to send you to school again for genetics?
So Cal isn't known as the businessman. Robert McNair, the owner, Bob, businessman. Kerry was running the family business outside of the Texans before the fallout.
Right.
Cal, not so much. John is saying some genes make sense, while other ones make him ask some questions.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Is all he's saying.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't want to ask those questions. I'll let John ask those questions.
I didn't ask the question. You're the one that's spelling
I'm
out.
I'm just
that's
trying to explain to people.
I didn't say anything that.
No, you just said.
All I know is one's got hair and one don't.
And one don't. Okay.
What does that have to do with anything?
I forget.
But Kerry is positioning himself as the good guy by saying he was asking questions about how the Texans were handling the Deshaun Watson stuff.
I'm just asking questions.
I just want to know why you guys were putting him in rooms and paid for the settlements. That's one of the accusations as well.
Right.
And who handled...
Why did you... They did. You know, they did. They squelched the... Here's money. Here's money.
Now, that's true. See, I don't think Kerry is going to win anything. I don't know exactly... I mean, they're just looking for a settlement. They're looking for money, right? At the end of the day,
they said if they can't come to a resolution that they like, then they will take this to court. Yes.
Tony Busby is a lawyer. So what does he want? He wants a settlement. He gets a percentage of the settlement. That's what he wants. And if you go up against the NFL, you got a chance to make the biggest settlement. That's a known deal. I think what they're doing, though, is the gas that they're throwing on this is they're going to go ask the questions that kind of got glossed over during COVID and stuff like that, because the Deshaun stuff, everything you just mentioned, John, all those questions never really got, like, they want to do a deep dive into, now, wait a minute, let's find out how Deshaun got that room at the Houstonian where he was doing the massages. Now, wait a minute, how did this guy get paid off? Wait a minute, how did this, and it feels like, this is just my assumption, it feels like they're going to make it extremely uncomfortable for the McNairs and by proxy for the NFL. But I don't know if they can win. I don't know exactly what the case is. The question is, can we get a settlement? I think ultimately. And I don't think they can. The NFL is not looking to just settle, I don't think. I don't think the NFL is looking to just settle.
No, but they want to be as quiet as possible. You know, let's not bring a bunch of attention to this. And, oh, by the way, you know, Kerry was just poking the Cal Bear. Why are the Texans were paying for this? You didn't know? You're admitting guilt by settling with these women without any due diligence? I mean, he's just poking the bear about the way Cal is running the team. And maybe he was right at the time. Right. That was when Cal was at his lowest, by the way.
When we wanted Kerry to run the team.
Anyone but Cal,
I think.
Where's the smart one?
Where's the other one? And,
yeah.
And then, you know, I'm not sure Kerry is the best to run this organization.
Kerry's yelling from outside the office, "I'm the eldest boy! I'm the eldest boy!"
You call him Kerry Roy?
He's like, "Hey, it was supposed to be me."
Why didn't you play Succession music coming in?
I don't know. We had the open to play.
What was the rap that Kendall did? Oh my God, Kendall Roy doing the rap is so. Wow, was that hard to listen to?
All right. Anyway, this is getting pretty good. We like this.
So why would the NFL? Because he's going at the NFL. Why would the NFL want Cal over Kerry? That's one of his accusations. Because Kerry said he was asking the hard questions in the NFL.
Why do you think all the owners want Cal instead of Kerry?
Well, he said, I believe, now that I think about it, now that I remember.
I don't think they care. I don't think he said, it's not their business who the owner is.
But he said that.
If it's coming from the family.
Okay, Busby, if you were another owner, wouldn't you want Cal running the Texans?
Well, Busby's positioning is. He's positioning it as Kerry was asking the tough questions about the Deshaun Watson stuff, and the NFL didn't want those questions asked. So that's why they would rather have Cal be the owner, because Cal would just go along. And you know how John goes, he would just go along with that. He would just go along with anything to get along. And while Kerry, the fine, upstanding individual, wanted questions answered and the truth pursued.
Well, he wanted Cal to look like crap, is what he wanted.
It really sounds like
he wanted the Texans to look like crap.
He's going,
so that he could take it over.
Yeah, he's going out of his way to. I mean, you can really tell there's really an extrapolation going on here to tie the NFL in somehow. Yeah. Like, how can we get the NFL, who's got the biggest pockets? How can we tie this in? If anything, this is a Cal versus Kerry thing, but it's not. They can't get any traction.
Well, and the NFL's got enough big mouth owners. They need somebody like Cal that no one hears from.
Well, it's true, but once they're in a family, they don't mess with family ownership. Nobody in the NFL's messed with Ursay. They had three daughters. Hey, whoever y'all choose. They don't mess with someone else's club. Let me tell you that right now. Your club is your club. They're really good at saying, "I don't want you messing with my team, so you don't mess. So I'm not going to mess with your team."
Well, if family, they messed with DeBartolo. They didn't mess with Daniel Snyder.
Ownership. No. I'm talking about when you pass it from one family member to another. That's not their business. That's not their business. No. The Bartolo, those are separate issues. The Snyder thing was out of control. Snyder had a bunch of negative marks. Snyder.
It's not Snyder.
He was a super at a building in
Sny.
That's Snyder, the janitor.
He was a super, remember?
It's not S-C-H-N, S-N-Y.
What show was he on? Was he on the when they were in Phoenix? When they were in Arizona? Was that Alice?
That was the one with the little hottie and the ugly older sister.
Alice. Oh, no. Yeah.
One day at a time.
That's what it was. One day at a time. The hottie and the ugly older sister. The hottie's Valerie Bertinelli, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ugly older sister is just some ugly older sister.
Yeah. Whoa. She looked like,
no one cares about her.
She looked like olive oil.
Sorry.
Sorry,
she did have an olive oil kind of look to her.
All right, we got a break. We got to talk about, and if you want in, come on, 713-780-3770.
About Mackenzie Phillips?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell him he's wrong.
I'm looking at Mackenzie Phillips, an older version of her. I don't see an olive oil.
Well, her younger version was.
Okay.
You don't see olive oil?
No.
Okay. No.
Mostly because I don't think about Popeye, probably.
Time to talk about my peeps over at Air Team. AirTeamLTD.com. If you have any air conditioning needs, business, residential, it just doesn't matter. Exceptional. I know firsthand. I've bought a few of them. I bought a few air conditioners. And these are the people that I trust. All right. There's a reason that they are here with us now is because, you know, we did our due diligence. We did a show there. I said, hey, man, I need some help with my air conditioners. They came and my air conditioners were a lost cause. The guy that's buying our house now, he's got great air conditioning for years and years to come. High quality HVAC technicians that have been around and been there forever. Punctuality, professionalism, safety, security, cleanliness. I found it all. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed. I could not have had a better experience every time I put one in, and you will find the same. You're looking for the best way if you have any air conditioning issues. And listen, do some maintenance, do some preventative stuff. These guys know what they're doing, and they can help save you from having to buy one. 713-936-5346. 713-936-5346 or airteamltd.com. Make sure you tell them you heard it here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Holy crap. I couldn't believe it. We got a text from Billy. He said, Mackenzie Phillips had a consensual relationship with her father. John Phillips, who is the lead singer of the Mamas and the Papas, who are prominent in the documentary about Laurel Canyon. I live a couple miles from Laurel Canyon, and it's really a great documentary. Go look it up on Netflix. It is really, really good. If you're an old music fan, she said they had a 10-year relationship, consensual sexual relationship with her father, John Phillips, from the Mamas and the Papas. Holy crap. Talk about a messed up family. Apparently she was high on drugs for years. Michelle Phillips, who was her stepmother, said, nah, she was high all the time. That didn't happen. But I think he admitted that it was love and not rape.
What a story.
What a story. I'm looking at that documentary
differently. That sounds like a terrible documentary.
Holy
about
crap.
Her?
Well, no, she's not in it. I mean,
oh, the Laurel Canyon, yeah.
The Laurel Canyon.
I'm watching something right now called I don't know if it's old or not. I don't think it's old, but Turning Point, you know, there's some good Turning Points on Netflix.
Yeah.
The Bomb and the Cold War.
Yeah.
Wow, is it good?
Turning Point is
it is great. It really shows it talks about, I mean, yeah, a lot of this stuff I knew, but it talks about the making of, you know, how the Cold War came about. The atomic bomb, and then it turns out they probably didn't really have to drop the bombs. They had basically had Japan outflanked all across the, you know, it's interesting. They have a bunch of different vantage points that they look at. Then it talks about Russia. They go into Putin. They go into Stalin stuff. They get into Russian history. It's really, if you're a fan of history, and once you get to a certain age, you start to become more of a fan of history for some reason. I think it's just, especially if you're a man, you just have to start watching historical documentaries for some reason. But this is a really good one. The Turning Point, The Bomb, and the Cold War it's a good one. I'm struggling. There's a new Mark Ruffalo show on The Task. Is it Task, Dell? It's on HBO.
It's called Task.
So I'm going to
task force.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling Mark Ruffalo as a detective of some sort. It feels like he doesn't. I don't know. It just feels
he's
like
he's a sad sack at this point.
He's always a sad sack.
Yeah,
everything.
Not when he's playing Bruce Banner. But yeah, he's a sad sack. Who there's some trauma that we're definitely going to find out about what about his family, because there's a mention of his son who's in prison. We don't know why. And a wife who's not there. So it's dour. It's like people – I forgot the word to describe it. But either way, it just started. there's a inciting incident very late in episode one, and that kicks off the entire
season. I'll probably
watch
that one. And Irv, our boy La Raza, told me to watch Unknown Number, the high school catfish on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I saw it, and I got to the moment where they tell you who the catfisher is. Is that the one where...
Well, he already hit me with the spoiler.
Oh, he already told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awful to see how that turned out. And there's still like 20 minutes left in it for me, but finding out who was actually the culprit, rough. Very rough.
Really? I can't. Those make me too nervous. Let's get SMU Sonny in here. I got to know. Sonny, your defense sucks.
God,
what's going on?
That was terrible.
Man, we're fine. Good morning, Warrior Lance, Texas John, kind of a Miami fan, Dell. I did go to the game Saturday. I got there at halftime. If I'm coaching six-man this year at the Y, we got the dub by a point. Dialed up an extra point play and won the game. But I got there at half. The game was awesome. No excuses for the Ponies. We had that game. I will say we were down our top NFL-ready wide receiver who was hurt the previous week and our captain on defense, Alex Kilgore, stud linebacker. So Baylor was a better team. I think, obviously, they're really good. That quarterback is a stud. And shout out to the Baylor fans. They were better that day, but I feel okay about the Mustangs. Dell, the invite is still open for you to come up to this Miami game.
Yes, sir.
We got the Frogs in a couple weeks, but oh, yeah. And we got this true freshman receiver, Jalen Cooper, the route king. Kid's going to be a stud. He stepped in when Hudson went down. So overall, I mean, it was a fun game. It was a tough loss, but out of conference, we still got conference. And, y'all need to come up for this Miami game, Dell, and the rest of the crew, y'all come up.
Dell, you going?
No, I don't watch games I care about around people, so no. It's not a Sunny thing. It's not anything other than I'm not going to watch a Miami game around a bunch of SMU fans. It's not how I roll. I never do it. It always turns out, the last time I did, it turned out really poorly, so I'm never doing it again. I don't watch games I care about.
Did you get punched in the face by a Ram fan?
No, I didn't. No, it wasn't a Rams game. No, yeah. I didn't get punched in the face. But okay. I might as well have. So never again. Stick with what I know. Appreciate it, Sonny. Though maybe John and Lance will want to go up to Dallas or the Fort Dallas area and watch the Ponies play. Pony up. Maybe you'll get John to say pony up.
Johnny. What?
Hashtag
what
pony now? Up. Hashtag, no, not you pony up any cash. I know you won't do that.
No, pony up. That's what the
hashtag pony up is their slogan.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I ain't going to no SMU game.
Why not?
Maybe you know, John Clay Wolf is a big SMU guy.
Yeah, you can hang out with John Clay Wolf at the game.
Yeah, I'd go there. Not Sonny. He probably sits in the seats.
You can't go watch the Ponies play unless it's in a suite?
Trust me. If I'm going to a pony game, I ain't sitting in those seats, okay?
What is that?
Because I got to have a place where the beer is right there, and because I'm not going to be interested in the game at all, okay?
Potentially top five Miamis in town, you wouldn't be interested?
Wouldn't be very interested, no. I don't care about either of those teams.
You don't care about college football?
Those are only two of the teams. There's very few teams I don't care about that I don't have an interest in. Those are two of them.
So you don't care about a top, a potentially top 25 matchup? In person.
Nope. Hmm. Not those. Not
go
that one.
Go now. Get.
This man don't care about college
not
football.
Not that one.
This man don't
not
care
that.
About.
Oh, I don't care. Your team is playing and you won't go.
It's in Dallas. What do you mean I'm not? So what? I'm
just, your team is the one that's playing and you still him, won't go. How can you accuse someone else who doesn't care about your team?
Team in person?
It's not the question if you've seen them in person and so you just don't care about them. And one is them.
Oh,
one
I would watch it on TV.
Team.
I ain't going all the way there to watch it.
I'm not going to Dallas either. Why do I have to go to Dallas?
Shaming him about.
Why do I have to go to Dallas?
No, he said John would go. John will go. I ain't going.
Well, wait a minute. We're trying to shame him about going to Dallas to see his team. What are you doing?
Yeah, he wouldn't go.
Why won't you go, John? You go to games.
I can't believe I ain't going. Oh, I'll go if Dell goes.
I don't. Then
no,
I
no. But you'll go to support a your team, though, John.
My would team,
you go
to not LSU Miami game? Or
who's
SMU.
Team?
What's what I'm saying?
Who's his team? Who's his team?
He depends on whose T-shirts he's
exactly.
Got.
Well, there's like I said, clothes? There are very few teams that I don't have a tie to. Those are two of them.
You
don't
got Alonzo, and he gave you free stuff. What are you talking about?
Who?
Did Alonzo give you free stuff at some
he
point?
He was a Browns fan for one.
What's he talking about? No ties.
I don't care about Alonzo's Miami team.
Oh, okay. All
just
right.
His pro teams.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's all.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, even Zoe won't go to that game. No, he don't care.
Well, didn't he get ousted?
From Miami?
Didn't someone tell him?
No.
Oh, did he leave on his own?
Oh, he left on his own accord. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Miami may have tried to spin it a different way, but that's.
I don't remember. I just know he was.
Zoe couldn't wait for that.
He was there for a short amount of time.
Well, there is a story to that, but never mind.
Yeah, I don't know the clear.
I just know that it was not what he thought it was going to be.
No, it was not.
The job was not what he thought it was going
to
be.
We got a break. Yeah, that was it. Time to talk Houston Powder Coaters. Time to talk about whatever metal that you have. It could be your bumpers. It could be your wheel wells. It could be your boat, your anchor. It could be any, I don't know. I don't know what metal you have that you need to save. How about an old refrigerator? One of those, I mean an old one. You want to save that? Because that's pretty cool. You have that in your, I don't like to say, I hate, you have that in your TV room, an old refrigerator with the old neons. I mean, that's cool. And you know who can save that? That's Houston Powder Coaters, because they can make it look like new again. They can make it look like it's brand spanking new. You're looking for the best way to get whatever metal it is, and they'll pick it up. They'll deliver it. Doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear us, then you can get Houston Powder Coaters. Will pick it up and deliver it. And Robin will tell you all of the details. She's gonna walk you through. It's such an easy process. It's mostly patio furniture that they talk about, but it can be anything metal. You got something metal that you want to save, they're here for you. And you businesses out there, if you've got fences, you know, you've got metal fencing that you need to look better because this looks really terrible, Houston Powder Coaters, they'll come and they'll do it on the spot. So you're looking for the best way to get that metal looking great again, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it here.
St. Arnold is awesome, and we know for a fact because we were there for our listener appreciation party. If you were there, you know exactly what we're talking about. We were in the beer hall, so as the private event, it holds up to 300, and it has plenty of space. I mean, it's great for wedding receptions. I would think you'd do a rehearsal dinner probably in the Investors Pub, which is going to be for smaller and more intimate events. But, oh my gosh, St. Arnold was awesome with the space, and they can do anything and everything for you. They've got the beer, the cider, the hoppy water that they make. They've got their own homemade root beers that they make. From the drink standpoint, you already know they have you covered. From a food standpoint, it's fantastic. They can cater for you something smaller like just, you know, an appetizers table, or they can do a full feast if you want to just feed everyone. They can do that for you, obviously, as well. St. Arnold has the space for you to have your private events, and I don't care if it's a big birthday party, you got a 40th birthday party coming up, you've got an anniversary you want to celebrate, or maybe it's just a business party, you know, something from your office and you want to have a huge office party, they can do that for you as well. Audio and visual capabilities to really take it to the next level. The food, the drinks, the space is great. It's St. Arnold. Go to StArnold.com, click on private events, and set up your private party right now. Get the date you want, the time you want, lock it in right now. StArnold.com, click private events.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Del, we got UH tickets to give away. You want to do it? Let's do this. 8:50. At 8:50, call in number 4. Going to get two tickets to the Colorado game, which is Friday night, right? So this is going to be a night. I mean, it's Cougs. We're looking really good now.
They're looking really good. Connor Wegman looks good throwing and running the football. They can run the football. I mean, they look good. They look pretty damn good. And you got to beat Deion, okay?
By the way, our intern.
Wait.
What?
Don't miss Hispanic Heritage Halftime Show. All the right. Spirit of Houston will perform songs from Selena. UH Mariachi Pumas will take the field on a special performance. Get ready for a night that you won't forget. Pageantry, tradition, all of that. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. Be loud. Come early, be loud, wear red. Tailgating starts at 3:30. Cougs on parade, 5:20 p.m. Here are, we got a pair of tickets to give away at exactly 8:50 and caller number 4. Got it?
Starter has been named for Colorado, Ryan Staub. The third stringer came in last week and played great for Colorado. Ryan Staub, who had 2 touchdown passes, he was 7 of 10 for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns. He is going to be the starter this week for Colorado. That was named about 30 minutes ago. And Deion, after the game, was being interviewed about him. Ryan Staub was right there. Deion was with him. And Ryan Staub said, you know, I don't know. I had this dream. You know, they asked, why didn't you transfer? You were here. You could have transferred. He goes, you know, I just had a dream. I had a dream that I would be in there playing and blah, blah, blah. And then Deion started calling him Martin Luther Staub because he had a dream. It's this white kid. It's this white kid called.
How about, you know what,
Ryan Staub, and it's Martin Luther Staub. He called him.
You know,
I hope that I hope they ruin him though. I hope the Houston Cougars ruin him. He's only a sophomore. Why would he transfer already?
Yeah, now,
everyone's like, why wouldn't you transfer? Get out of there, quick, hurry! You want things as easy as you can possibly find them. Guess what? Colorado's great for that. There's nobody who had proved himself out there. Colorado, Shador left. That was actually compete for a job. Stop telling everyone to get out of there and transfer somewhere.
Well, I will say this. Like JT at Rice, you know, he didn't feel like he was wanted, so he wanted out. He got out of there.
Yeah, and but I'm talking about
one of the biggest regrets because their quarterback sucked that year.
He could have probably been a starter.
He would have been the starter for it, and the offense was perfect for him with the guy who came right after Bailiff. So, but maybe Bailiff would have kept his job if JT played. I don't know. We don't know. One of my regrets, but JT has no regrets because he said I went to Missouri State and I found Jesus, so I feel great about it. So he does not have any regrets. So
Jesus was at Missouri State?
Jesus was at Missouri
State. Was he a safety?
Well, he didn't find him at Rice, so he found him at Missouri State, though.
Yep. Well, he could find a huge...
Jesus was at Rice, too, I'm sure. He just couldn't find him there.
Well...
He had to go to Springfield.
Like everyone else, he didn't care about the athletic program.
A lot of people. There's
Jesus
a lot
was
of
in the library.
Yeah, Jesus was getting work.
Jesus,
done.
Well, in the library. Well, I don't know. He's walking down the street and he found him. That's all. So
hey,
he feels good.
J Dog.
I don't know if he called him J Dog.
No, Jesus calling John Tyler that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he calls
him J Dog.
You think Jesus goes and calls people J Dog?
You get on their level for the young people.
Well, that's not really JT's level.
J Dog.
Yeah. I finished watching Righteous Gemstones, and Baby Billy truly is one of the greatest characters that's ever been on television. Season 4 was his greatest work. Walton Goggins, I just love that he's just telling everyone, go on now, get on out of here now. It's just...
Did he call anyone a toilet baby in season 4?
No, he did call somebody a toilet baby in season 1.
Yes, you're toilet baby.
You're a toilet baby, what you are. Bye, She was a toilet baby.
Isn't that his wife or girlfriend that he called a toilet baby?
Yeah, he was calling his own wife. Not in real life, but on the show.
Yeah, on the show. She was a toilet baby.
She was a toilet baby. Yeah, he was just saying it matter-of-factly. It was just such a... The show is just so... It's just up and down. It's just... There's funny parts. The girl who... The female in that, Judy Ann, is just that... I just wonder, the mouth on her, I just wonder sometime the actress, like, I saw her Instagram, I saw her husband, does she ever run around saying that stuff at home when she's practicing? The husband he must be really, I'm not sure how to handle this, a woman talking like this. She's just got some ugly things that she says, and some interesting combinations of words that you don't often hear. Cougs do play, as John mentioned, Cougs play Rice. I mean, Cougs play Colorado this weekend. I would expect, you think they fill it up? I'm sorry, yeah, Friday. You think they fill it up? I think we're probably looking at about 30-some. Now, listen.
Well, the problem is you're up against high school football.
Yeah, but all you Coach Primers out there, if you were Coach Priming last year, when Shador was there and Travis Hunter was there, and you're down with Deion, you need to be out there too. Although I only want Cougars there, so that's probably not true. I probably don't want them out there. But I would imagine this is your chance to see your king, so you got to go out there and see Coach Prime. Go see Deion Sanders, I guess. But I really want you to just go see Coach Fritz. Do we need to get Willie Fritz a cool nickname? Coach Fritz is just his actual name. Can't he have a nickname that they call him?
I don't know.
Does Willie Fritz lead to a cool nickname?
Does that name?
I don't know. I think if we think about it, we can come up with it. We need a cool nickname for
him. What would Jesus call Coach Willie Fritz?
My son.
So he wouldn't call him W Dog?
Well,
F would, Dog?
I know what Milo would call him. Fritzy? Well, Fritzy is going to take on Colorado. I know that. I think Houston's not going to be very fun to play for teams.
They haven't been so far.
I think so, too.
I like it. I mean, I like it. Don't get me started, but I mean, don't get me wrong, but I think Houston is going to be not a lot of fun to play this year. Connor Wegman is just going to very quietly put together a strong season over there with Houston.
It, just keep the seat warm, Connor.
Yeah.
For Keyshawn.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Keyshawn's coming. Well, Boy, did you see the game Keyshawn had in week one?
Wegman a junior?
That don't matter.
It don't matter.
Keyshawn's going to have to do the arch. He's going to have to come in like arch.
I don't know, just sit for a couple years. I don't know that that's the case.
Keyshawn's got to sit. The five-star's got to sit for 2 years like arch.
Not at Houston, you don't.
No.
You better play him.
Oh, when we come back, speaking of arch, Sarkisian had to address.
Because
this one guy on Twitter found arch.
I talked about it yesterday.
Talked about. We don't care. No one listened. It's a bunch of lies. A pack of lies.
It was on this show, you crazy person.
Yeah, you were. That was crazy.
What's wrong with you?
On this show, there's accuracy.
You're so quick to try to trash someone.
It's good information on this show.
Who cares? Pack of lies.
Well, but wait. But the quote from this quote wasn't on this show yesterday.
No, because Sark said that later.
But he said the guy on the internet. And then we talked about how the guy looked at arch throwing the football.
But Sark had to address it.
So I put it in a rundown, Dell. We'll play it on the other side. Sark ain't having none of your talk about Arch's injury.
It's just fine. It's normal for the ball to just crater into the ground about a foot before it gets to the receiver.
Well,
and for a quarterback to wince in pain. Normal, yeah. I say.
What? Well, if I'm taking Arch in underdog fantasy, I'm taking
lower. Well, no. Depends on who you're playing, because last week it went higher on touchdowns. Arch was higher on touchdowns. I think it was 2.5 on passing touchdowns. May have been 3.5, but it went higher for Arch Manning. You know, they actually do have some college plays as well, where the statistics for college players, not as many of the players as you find in the pros, but if you know your college football, hey, you can do college and pro. You can say, all right, I'm going to put two players in here for college. I'm going to go lower on passing yards. I'm going to go higher on rushing yards for this player. Then I'm going to go to the NFL, and I've got the Texans on Monday night, so I'm going to go higher on C.J. Stroud. I think we're going to see the touchdowns. He didn't have one game one, so I'm going to go higher than a touchdown and a half, and I'm going to go lower on, you know, rushing yards. And what you do is you analyze the games, and then you put together your pick'em challenge, which is higher or lower on the statistics. The more games, the more players you pick, and the more you hit get right, the more you win. Did you know you had the flex option? They call it flex, which means you can make three picks and just win two of them, and you're still going to get paid. It's a less amount of money than if you had just played standard and went, but that forces you to win three out of three. So if you say, you know, I like this, I'm just not sure I love it, then why don't you play flex? Put five picks out there and win four out of five, and you can actually win money there with Underdog Fantasy. Download the app, use promo code Lance, and you are going to get $50 in bonus cash when you make your first $5 play. It's so much fun to watch the games. It's even more fun to play along with the games as they're going on. Trust me, it's the way to go. It's Underdog Fantasy.
All right, let's talk a little Game Day Men's Health here. Game Day Men's Health is, I'm a big fan. Because of what Game Day Men's Health has done for me. They have locations all over the city. Jared is downtown. If you are somebody who's downtown, go see him, okay? And it's just different. I mean, and you could do it, you know, during work, get in and out, get your shot, get your peptides, get whatever you need to get where you want to be. Kyle's in Friendswood. Amina's in Katy. Paul is in Mount Bellevue. James is in NASA Clear Lake. Connie is in Tomball. Angelia is in Pearland. Ray in Sugar Land. Jeremy in the Woodlands. Kripal is in West Chase, Westheimer, over by the Beltway over there. And Sean is in Willowbrook. It just is better. Labs on location, knowledgeable people, care about you getting to where you need to go, listen to you, not just in and out, let me get in and out as soon as possible. That's not it. Game Day Men's Health, he's got a plan, working on a plan to make sure you reach your goals. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. I just think, I'm telling you, I've been doing this for years and years and years. I think it's different. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, there's a video out there of Arch throwing a pass and wincing. Wincing when he throws the pass. And, and asked about it. I guess, I don't know, was it yesterday Sark was asked about it?
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah.
It was yesterday. Here is the give and take with the reporter asking about Arch's quote-unquote injury.
Arch Manning seemed to be having some throwing pains by the
according
fourth
to
quarter.
Who?
Arch.
Internet.
Arch said that to you?
No.
Oh, according to who?
It just looked like he was...
He doesn't have any.
Is there an explanation to why it looked like that?
I don't know. I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Now what now?
Easy, coach.
Now what now?
According to who? Well, Twitter. Guy on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. Right? Twitter, that's right.
Who did it?
Oh, I'd give a rat's ass about Twitter.
it probably did feel bad for
him. I'll tell you who don't give a rat's ass about Twitter today is Mike Gundy. He ain't on Twitter today, that's for sure.
How about
69-3?
You had to ask a question of Steve Sarkisian. You said, who? And then you realize, it's that moment you realize, I've got to say, a guy on Twitter.
Yeah.
According to who? Aaron76543 on Twitter. So a Twitter guy said this?
Yeah,
but he's got a video breakdown.
So someone from the Texas 24/7 site went and found videos back to high school of Arch throwing the football, and apparently that's just a face he makes when he throws the ball. Like, they went and looked at clips from high school to last year.
He makes those little people he was playing against?
He makes a face when he throws
the
football.
So he just throws behind people
He's
healthy?
He didn't talk about the accuracy thing. He just said...
Well, I'm just saying, so it's not a shoulder that causes the ball to dive into the ground or put it on people's back hip? It's not that? It's just normal? I'd rather have it out there. I had a shoulder injury.
The facial expression suggests that this is just what he does.
I'd rather say, shoulder injury, bro. For sure. Yep, you guys are right. I got shoulder injury.
Listen, I don't know if he's got an injury. All I know is that he and CJ seem to be taking a lot of time to make decisions. So CJ had more control. His first game with more control. He did have comments about the team lollygagging. He did say that there were some good things. They did some good things. But as far as himself, him, and how he, you know, with control, here is CJ talking about his decision-making before the play and after.
Did everything we thought we were going to do. Yeah, it was pretty – on at least the passing game, they had the fronts we thought they were going to have. I did it correctly. I think we missed. I missed one or two, and those are the points in the game where, you know, so I got to do a better job of being in control up there and helping those guys out to get the IDs correct. So
Yeah, but other than that, I thought we did a decent job at it. I missed about two. So, but I think, like, then again, it's, and I'm not trying to come with excuses, but it's our first game, first time in the system. We'll be better, and I'll trust in my guys. It will be all right.
I agree with that.
He will be.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I do too. He will be. There's no reason to. I get same old Texans and all that stuff. I don't really look at it that way. I think we don't know yet. Yeah. Nick Caley, and you got a quarterback who's calling protections. He's talking about IDs where he's got to ID the front and get into whatever protection. I think I know exactly where he's talking about, where he made that mistake. I think I know exactly the plays in the first half. But I agree with him, John. I think, you know what, let's just see how it plays out. I mean, this was, I don't know, the game went exactly like I thought it was going to. It's just, it's not a great matchup for you. There's easier matchups that lie ahead. I think you're going to be okay. Now, okay means have a shot at 10 wins again and have a shot at winning the division, and you're not nearly good enough to go deep in the playoffs. I mean, I know it probably sounds like, now, wait a minute, you're saying don't jump the gun. Well, the Ravens and Bills is the worst thing that could have happened to the AFC, because we all realize now everyone else is playing for third place.
Yeah.
You need Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen to get injured. It's the only way you have a shot against either of those teams.
Yep.
Because you aren't even in the same, you just aren't even in the same discussion with those two teams.
So they both have what you might term as superheroes at quarterback, just guys who do things others can't. Are their defenses like their? Are the defenses as bad, particularly the Bills' run defense? Look, Derrick Henry's Derrick Henry, but in some cases, he wasn't getting touched till he was 10 yards deep into their secondary.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the deep. Rex Ryan talked about, we got to quit acting like this is the Ravens. He goes, this Ravens is all about great offense. It's not about defense. And there is something to be said for that. Both of those defenses have holes.
Yep. And the Ravens' problem is pass defense. The Bills.
I think the Bills have a problem.
But not everybody has Derrick Henry.
No, Derrick Henry made their run defense worse.
Sure, but as I said, you saw some of those holes. It's not like he was breaking tackles at the line of scrimmage.
Big ones. And they have some issues in the secondary, too.
The reason the safeties had no shots, because he had a straight runway. He didn't have to slow down at any point on some of those runs.
No, and the Ravens are, you know, the Ravens have their own issues right now, I think, in the secondary. And everyone knew that. Everyone knew that coming into the season. You know, they drafted Malachi Starks. I think Malachi Starks is a little overrated by people, if you really want to know the truth. I didn't see a first round. I love Kyle Hamilton. I didn't see a first round safety with Malachi Starks. So we'll see. We'll see how he does. We'll see how they do in coverage. Josh Allen is just that guy, man. He is just so freaking good. I guess, you know, it's just so crazy that in college he was so he had these superhero traits, but just couldn't throw with accuracy, timing was off, and then it was a big learning point for me, because you realize sometimes you have wide receivers who are terrible and cannot get open, and that, you know, once you have wide receivers that can get open, it makes your job a little easier as a quarterback. And Josh, actually, I watched this great piece on Josh Allen, who went trying to remember who he went to help his, it may have been John Beck, who went to work on his accuracy, and he actually improved accuracy. And that's something that doesn't, it's always discussed like, oh, you can fix your mechanics and accuracy can be fixed. It's an innate thing. You either have it or you don't, natural accuracy. But he did tighten up some stride issues and some release. You know, he was trying to throw too hard and it was causing him to spray the football. He kind of changed the release. The ball was, he was releasing it too far forward, so he released it further back in his throw. He made some, they discussed what the changes were he made, and it has had an impact on accuracy. So it's kind of opened my eyes to the fact that maybe there are some things that can fix accuracy. I think Lamar Jackson is a more accurate quarterback now than he was before, but those two guys are just on a different level. And, you know, while we can talk about Joe Burrow being great, the problem with Joe Burrow is he doesn't have that level of escapability. Like, if you want to be a superhero, it helps to be able to run like Jalen or Lamar or Josh Allen. Like those, you just, it's just true. They just, and you know, and Caleb Williams and J.J. McCarthy showed some ability to, you know, they made plays yesterday. John, you watch a game. They made plays yesterday with escapability. I thought Caleb Williams had some really good reps at times yesterday.
Oh, my God. I'm watching play right now, as a matter of fact. Bill Murray, he escapes the pocket, does a spin move. Bill Murray tells Peyton Manning, it reminds me of you, Peyton.
Yeah. Who said that, Bill Murray?
Bill Murray. Yeah, we got a break, but yeah. But listen, Caleb looked good until, I mean, some of the passes he misses, holy cow.
He threw fastballs just on that fourth down to DJ Moore. Like, what are y'all doing? They should have kicked a field goal there, by the way.
Bye.
Look how that came back to get you. Fourth and three. No one ever talks about that when analytics go wrong. Yep. They went for it on fourth and three.
I know.
They didn't get it. And what did they end up
and
losing
now
by?
Now they lose by three.
Goal. Yeah.
Take the points, especially in the first or second quarter. Take the points. I mean, you should call HR. No, you're not going to call HR on Ben Johnson. Ben, well, the Bears looked good at that time. They didn't look good in the second half, that's for sure. But HR&P looks good all the time for you. HR&P is your business partner. They're our business partner. They want to see us succeed. If we fail, then they failed, okay? And they lose a client. That stinks, okay? But it's more than just being a client. You get to know them. You get a relationship with them. Everyone, I mean, how many testimonials have you heard on our air by people? I mean, it's incredible. And people want to talk about it, how HR&P has improved their business. HR&P has made it easier for them to do what they do, be it, you know, a radio station or a restaurant or a poker room or whatever business, an electric company, whatever business that you have, where you have 15, 25, 30,000 employees, they can do it. It doesn't matter what state, if you have branches in different, it doesn't matter. HR&P figures it out. It doesn't matter what your pay structures are, because we have five different pay structures here. It doesn't matter. HR&P will get it right. HR&P will do the things that you can't do because you don't know the payroll game. They do. They know the HR game, they know the tax game, and also the insurance and 401k plans that they'll help you pick. Look, you're looking for the best way to get your business, make your business better. It's HR&P. We believe in them. You will too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.